It resembles a chameleon, but it's not. Nor is it a dinosaur or crocodile. In fact, it doesn't have any living descendants or close relatives. It's called Drepanosaurus, and scientists find this prehistoric creature quite odd, but oh so fascinating.
Drepanosaurus isn't exactly a household name.
That's Randy Ermus, curator of paleontology at the Natural History Museum of Utah and associate professor at the University of Utah.
It's a small reptile about the size of a medium-sized lizard that lived about 212 million years ago in what's now New Mexico and also in Italy. It's got some pretty crazy forelimbs.
Drepanosaurus has some very odd front limbs and displays a giant claw on its index finger. By analyzing fossils, Ermus and colleagues uncovered significant variations in this creature's forelimb bones.
If you think of your own forelimb, it's got a pretty basic structure.
Nearly all four-footed animals, humans, lizards, even dinosaurs, follow the same basic pattern. Drepanosaurus doesn't quite follow convention. While its forelimb is composed of the same bones, the shape, proportion, and orientation of those bones are drastically different from the standard arrangement. Scientists believe Drepanosaurus used its limb in a type of motion called hook and pull digging to scavenge food, like insects.
You get your big claw hooked into something and then you pull on it and it opens up the wood or the soil where you're trying to dig into. You know, maybe not too different than using a can opener. This is something that modern anteaters use to get at their food.
Beyond its unprecedented forelimb variation, Drepanosaurus provides the first evidence of a hook-and-pull digging organism evolving in the fossil record, demonstrating that survival strategies seen in modern species like anteaters go back at least 200 million years. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.